The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Annette Bunn from Rift Accounting back onto the show.
Hello.
And Annette brings us an interesting guest to talk to. So why don't you tell us who you brought us this time, Annette?
Hello.
Hello.
Well, I've got Ryan to meet you this time, although I do think that Jules is really making a thing about meeting him already.
Yeah,
I'm quite happy that he's by the door, because I'm a little bit worried he's going to...
Well, he's charming. He's absolutely charming.
Absolutely.
We've shared a mead.
Yeah, charming and male, so sitting next to Jules is fine.
Fatal, that is fatal.
And Ryan and I have known each other a while. Ryan's a client, and we enjoy working well together, but Ryan does something a bit different, and I think that you should share that, because websites aren't just websites.
Absolutely.
It's about the different range of websites.
Absolutely.
And what people can do. So I will let you talk to Ryan.
Thank you, Nettie. Thank you for bringing us another wonderful guest. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. You're from Angle Studios.
I wore a t-shirt to help you.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. It's one of those things where you have to say it in your head in case it's... Is it Angle or Angel?
Does he look angelic? Yeah. Probably to
I'm
Jules,
the angel.
Yeah. He's the angel, but it's at an angle.
Yeah. It's definitely
an angle.
It's a bent angel.
Don't go there.
Okay.
Never had that one before.
Stick with me, mate. I can make him up, don't you worry.
He's a happily married man with twin
boys. In fact,
boys.
It's my 5 years anniversary tomorrow.
Wow.
Oh, is it? Congratulations.
Yeah. Mrs. Grist, Victoria Grist. Happy anniversary.
And how old are the twins?
They are 13 months old.
I thought you were going to say 13.
13 months old today, my twins.
Wow, okay.
Wow, babies. Are they Leos?
Oh, I don't know.
Yes.
Come on, they must
yes,
be.
Yes, they are.
Well,
yes,
they're right. Go with yes, it's easier.
Yeah.
Oh, well, congratulations on all counts, Ryan, and thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure to meet you, all the way from lovely Broadstairs, as we've discovered earlier. Is your business based in Broadstairs as well?
No, we're based at Discovery Park.
Okay, so over miles away in Sandwich.
Miles and miles, yeah.
Okay. It's a fantastic resource, though, the campus at Discovery
lovely,
Park.
It's really, really good. It's really helped us grow the business as well.
Cool. So why don't you kick off and tell us about Angle Studios and what it is you do and what it is that makes you different.
Okay, so I started Angle when I got made redundant when I was 23, which was 15 years ago.
Right.
Never really meant to sort of make it anything bigger than just myself. And
Sorry to interrupt. What were you doing when you got made redundant?
Okay, so I was working for a big ad agency and was working there, working on all the sort of retail accounts at Harley Davidson, British Airways, and so on as a graphic designer. I started there quite young, so I did.
Are you allowed to say the name of the agency?
McCann Erickson.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
that is.
Yeah, I did pretty
serious.
Well for myself. I was 19 when I started there, so
incredible.
And that was actually guys through doing the modern apprenticeships. So I'm a big fan of the apprenticeships.
Yeah, we're a big fan, aren't we?
We are. So I wish the government would stop messing it up.
Yeah, they're brilliant. They are brilliant.
Yeah. So that got me a good head start because I'm not academic, and through my experience,
you're on safe ground here, mate.
Through my experience,
we can muster an O-level between us. Let me tell you.
Yeah. And through the experience of the apprenticeship, it actually got me.
Yeah.
Got me this break at McCann's, and through that, I worked with some of the best designers. And then I decided as a cocky 22-year-old that actually I'm going to go to the next level, but in order to do that I have to go to a smaller agency. We were working on the MG Rover account, and as everyone knows what happened with MG Rover, they went bump, so I lost my job at just turning 23.
How did that feel for you at 20? Did you have responsibilities?
I just bought my first house. So I had huge outgoings for me then. So it's a lot of pressure, and I guess that was the first learning curve of being my own boss, really. So I just went straight into freelance. I found up all my old contacts, and I hit the ground running.
Mm.
In fact, I earned £10,000 more the next year than I did in my pay job before.
Good
so and never really looked back. So so that's how it all sort of started, really. Spinning forward, I did a lot of freelance for about 10 years, and then in 2013 I took the plunge and actually tried to go into more of an agency feel rather than a freelance. So I took an office at Discovery Park, being a one-man band, working with lots of freelancers.
Did you partake of their pods there, because they got those kind of like hot desking pods?
No, they didn't have those at the time.
Okay.
So I didn't go for the smallest office. I went for the as you do, you always go for the middle one, don't you? I really sort of went for it. I had to. And
there's a bit of a theme here in your life, really, isn't it? You kind of do go for it when faced with adversity.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's, I guess, and that's what every business owner has to do, to be honest. And that's, I guess, that's what makes us a little bit different to others.
Very true.
And in 15 months, I went from just one guy sitting in this office and everyone walking past saying, no, you're too small to work for us, and
that
so
happens,
on. And I kept on. And this is the thing, is never give up. Never give up on your dream and what you want to achieve. And in 15 months, I had 7 staff.
Right.
So I grew that, and working with some of the bigger brands at Discovery Park.
Right.
So we're a brand and web agency now. So obviously my branding experience through work at McCann's, and obviously I employ highly skilled and good designers that we now work with, some of the best or local brands around. So
right.
Yeah, and
okay. Very quick. It's all happened very quickly.
Yeah, so I moved into Discovery Park in 2015. So, and by 15 months later, I had 7 staff.
So what kind of websites are you building?
So we went from doing a few £100 websites to big websites.
Big websites.
You can barely get them on the screen.
They flop all over the sides. They run over the top.
They're
So we and we just recently been invited by a big local brand that I'm not allowed to say who it is to pitch for their global business.
Right.
So we got shortlisted.
Is it a food brand?
It's not a food brand.
Okay.
You can keep guessing there.
Is it animal, vegetable, or meal?
So we're going up the.
I'll just fly him with some more mead in a minute.
We'll see if we can trick him into it. So what did Cummins Engine say to you?
More mead, right?
I'd love some. And then off the back of working all this, big stuff, is that we still get inquiries for, the small local businesses that do really need support. Everyone needs a website. It's your sort of sales piece, really.
Yeah, I mean, forgive me, but it's always worth kind of taking a simple route through these things, because people always don't understand. You're a branding...
brand and web.
Brand and web agency. Take us through what that means to you. If you're talking to people about branding, what does that mean to you? What is it you're kind of selling people, if you like?
Well, it's quite simple in the fact that a brand, it represents you.
Right.
So, I mean, everybody tends to, whether or not they like it or not, decide on whether they want to work with somebody, work with that company just by the way it looks, the people that within the company. I mean, the brand is not just the logo.
Yeah.
It's the people in the company, the way it looks, the way it operates, the ethos,
everything. And the reason I ask that question is so many people make that mistake. They think it's like the business card or your logo, and they go, no, I've got branding. Look, it's my business card. And it's much more than that, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, even with the team wearing all their T-shirts around Discovery Park, albeit most of them are grown out of them now. I need to send them to the gym. But everyone used to say about how when we was all going out to lunch, it's just like the mass angle team in the building. So I mean, and the thing I think makes Angle really unique in a way is that people use a graphic designer for their logo, their branding, their business cards, their brochures and stuff, and then they'll go and find a web designer for their website. And the two people don't talk to each other.
Right.
So what you find is that actually there's no synergy between the two.
Well, let's face it, web designers are their own breed anyway, in my experience.
Yeah, I mean, we've got some good
different
ones.
Language.
We've got some good ones, and that's the thing, it's gelling it all together. So, because what people do, they'll either pick up your brochure or they'll go to your website, or vice versa, and they'll expect to have the same sort of synergy and understanding, tone of voice and all the rest of it. And that's what we work really, really hard on, and actually getting that for our business, for our clients.
And it's important, isn't it? It's important to have everything that fits together. So many people, I work with lots of startup businesses, and they don't think through very simple things like, they'll name a business without having checked whether they can get the URL, their Facebook page, their Twitter handle.
The biggest thing actually is hashtags. I see so many mistakes that people just make up their own hashtag, thinking it's their personal one. They don't actually test it to see whether or not anybody else is using
it.
Then I'll say, keep it real, and then you click on that hashtag, and then there's millions of people using it.
I'm laughing. I don't know if I'm going to get away with this on the radio, but someone I know had a hashtag the other day, and the hashtag was boner. And I said, have you actually
thought about it,
hashtag boner? And he went, why? Just try it. And he went, oh my God.
So hashtag these days are really important that you actually check
yeah,
it out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, mm. Yeah.
So off the back of that, we, apart from working with these big companies, we do get a lot of calls from small businesses, local businesses, that want to use an agency but simply can't afford, the bespoke option. So what happened actually is one day I heard a couple of my guys answer the phone and say, actually, we build bespoke sites. You would probably better off using a freelance designer, web developer. And I was like, oh, man. We need to do something about this because we could really help a lot of businesses. Mm. So we come up with angleaffordable.co.uk. Angleaffordable.co.uk is a website that you can actually go and choose designs from.
Right. So it's like a template kind of thing.
Yeah, but you get full support. So you don't have to build it. You don't have to design it. You don't have to do, all you do is have to go, I like that one.
Yeah.
There's lots of add-ons that you can add to your order as well. So there's e-commerce, there's search, there's social media widgets, there's you name it, it's on there. And you can build your shopping list up. So the standard option without any add-ons at all is just £35 a month with, £150 setup fee. You can pay monthly or you can pay annually. If you pay annually, save 2 months.
Right.
And then we take care of the rest. It's all the hosting, security, everything else. And we're, as Angle Studios, responsible for...
So it's a bit like software as a service, really.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And it's really aimed at the smaller businesses that want that support, that first step on the, on the website ladder. And you can always then evolve into the bespoke side of things, and we can help you do that.
Mm. It's interesting. I'm interested in what you think about this, Ryan. It's something that I've been looking at. I'm involved with the Federation of Small Business, and they did a survey a while back. And when the figures came back, we all kind of looked at each other and went, you better check those because that doesn't look right. And they checked, and it is right. 72% of small, medium, small and micro businesses do not have a digital presence in the UK for their business.
What percentage is it?
72.
And that's probably down to the cost of producing one. Everyone thinks that websites are expensive.
Yeah.
Or you build your own.
Yeah.
But then once you put 200 hours into building your own website, you'd be better off, paying someone else a smaller fee. And
I'd be interested in your views on this, though. Increasingly, one of the questions that I ask people is, it's almost... Yes, you need a website, but do you need a website? Yeah, because when you look at it, so many people have a website and nobody ever looks at it. So a lot of people will come along with these highfalutin ideas about what they want, but actually, what they actually need is just a very limited presence. And I don't know how you feel about this, but I've also seen a lot of people. I think, do you know what? You shouldn't even bother. You'd be better off with a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Do you have any thoughts or feelings about those kind of issues?
Yeah, I mean, obviously a Facebook page is, you've got your friends at your fingertips and most people in the world are on Facebook. So,
yeah.
But I think it all depends on your business.
Yeah, of course it does.
I think that Facebook page is great, but given that... legitimacy of a business.
Yeah.
I personally think the website is your shop window to the world.
Yeah, it should be.
And like you say, people don't go on there, but people don't go on there because they're not directed to it. You're not marketing it properly.
That's very true.
You need to direct traffic through it. If you want someone to send an inquiry, send them to the website, send the inquiry through the website.
Yeah.
If you want any engagement, send them to the website.
That's true.
That's how you build the confidence and get traffic through that website.
That's a very important point, Duncan, as well.
Absolutely.
And I see, this drives me absolutely bonkers. I scream in the night about this. I see so many people tweet and LinkedIn and Facebook stuff telling you to do something or selling, even mentioning the fact they got away, and they don't put the URL.
Yeah.
Really? Why don't you just put a URL so we can click and look?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a really good point. Yeah.
But I think this product that Ryan's got with this, a real affordable building it up, it's a bit like anything, isn't it? Whether it's your accounting, your first bank account, whatever it is, as you're growing, it grows with you.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant idea. And just keep taking and adding on.
The thing I like about it as well, because there are other similar kinds of offerings, if you like, with things like Wix, where you can build your own. Yeah. But you have to build your own.
Yeah, and that's like 200 hours.
Yeah, why would you spend all of that time as a non-developer working out how to do it, cobbling something together? And you do see that quite often. Back in the early days of the web, you got lots of small businesses that would come along and go, how much is a website? And you go, 800 quid. My nephew can do that. He's good with computers. And, you know, it's like giving someone a box of crayons and go, you know, turn out a Rembrandt. And they go, well, it looks kind of like Rembrandt, you know.
So we're just trying to help the, you know, lots of businesses locally, you know, offer these introductory rates. You know, office space is cheaper for the smaller, you know, spaces and so on. And I guess we're just trying to do the same thing so people can take it or they can leave it. I mean, we're hoping that it can help a lot of local businesses.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
If I'm wrong, then I'm just giving you PR for something that didn't even happen. But I'm pretty sure that the construction bit was really good for you last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't really hard launched it at all yet, and we've got quite a few just word of mouth sign-ups. And the construction expo worked really well. I wasn't there.
I didn't make that up, did I?
That's true. No, and off the back of that as well, businesses have already grown into more substantial websites. Yeah. I've seen the return.
Everyone needs a website.
It's about finding the right agency, though. I say that we need to be a good fit for you, because it's really important. There's a lot of companies that chop and change their agency because they fall out with them and all the rest of it, and we try and work really hard on the customer experience.
I think that's very important. You know, when I was saying about websites, you know, designers often, they're very techie, they're very geeky, and sometimes they get huffy. I've had a couple, and they get huffy. You know, and my new husband, you know, he's a really intelligent guy, and he says, I hate dealing with that guy, you know. Lovely web designer, does great websites, but they get huffy.
I hope he's not listening.
No, I hope not. No, I'm sure he isn't.
It's a difficult thing, one of the other things that I think is great about what you're doing is you're taking everything away by just renting someone what they're doing. Because one of the things that catches a lot of people is they think when they pay for someone to design a website that they own it, and they don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the copyright rests with the designer of the website unless otherwise stated. So many people have a website done, fall out with the web people, go, right, I want my website back, and they go, you ain't getting it.
We in all our bespoke sites, we do put that in our contract that you own the rights to the website.
So you give them the rights to it.
So you sound like very approachable.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'd like to think
designers.
But the affordable, I mean, there's so many, I mean, every walks of life now. You just rent everything. You rent your car, your Sky, and so why not rent a website?
Years and years ago, a long time ago, when I still had a proper job before I started working for myself, that's how long ago, I was in New York. I was working in New York, and the company I was working for was renting me a house. And I got there, and it was a nice house, and the front yard was horrible. It was just mud. And I'm going, there's no garden. And they said, that's all right, the company are bringing it later. What? And a lorry turned up with the lawn and put the lawn down and put the flower beds in and all the rest of it.
Wow.
And I lived there for a while. And then when I moved out, they turned up again and they took the lawn away and the flower beds away. Brilliant. I just rented the garden. It was ridiculous.
Where was that?
In New York.
Wow.
It's a bailiff, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, you got it. I didn't pay the rent. They nicked the garden.
No furniture was there. Pots and pans. Nothing. But it is that bit as well, I think, Ryan, with what you're doing. I come across it all the time. When you have a start-up business, they've got a great plan. This is what I'm going to do. And a year down the line, it looks different for a number of reasons. And yet they've spent a fortune. pitching on a website,
yeah.
if they haven't got that sort of flexibility with a business like yours where they can say, "Ah, oh, Ryan, we were going to sell widgets, but now we're making this type of widget and we're not selling it to customers, we're selling it to business."
Yeah.
You can work with them and swap that around and deal with it. It's not static.
Yeah, we've been in both the Angle Affordable brand and the Angle Studios brand. The Angle Studios brand is more of the bespoke side of things, but we work with clients on Angle Evolve. And that's actually, so we actually understand what your future is looking like, and we can actually plan the website and phase it in if need be.
Yeah.
But when you go into another country and you think, oh my God, I need a new language, it's not a surprise to us, you know. It's
sure.
And that's something that we're rolling out to all of our clients.
Yeah. It's a living, growing thing, as you said, isn't it? It's not static, you know, things change. And again, that's one of the frustrations, though, that Jules was highlighting, that a lot of people will have a website done based on what they want now, and then their needs change. And because they haven't set it up with a good content management system or whatever, they then have to go back to the web developer, who then wants to charge them more money, and they go, oh, I'm not happy about that.
The other thing that people avoid looking into is the user experience.
Yeah.
And it's actually understanding the target audience.
Yeah.
Because different people look at view websites differently.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's something that's really important, because otherwise you'll find that a lot of people are bouncing off your website. So it's really trying to understand who goes to your website and what they want from your website.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's something really important.
So. You often go on websites and you can't wait to get off them because they're so bad, and you've got blaring music and you can't
find anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Or they just take an eternity to load, so you give up halfway through downloading the first page.
And also, still, in this day and age, a lot of them aren't phone compatible.
No, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And the GDPR, the dreaded word, you know, that, again, that's you need to make sure your website's compliant from that point of view as well.
Absolutely.
Obviously, which we can help. One of our clients is Brasher's law firm. And we built their new site, and we're working in collaboration. So if you need any sort of GDPR support, they'd be very happy to sort of...
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. Ryan, thank you so much for that. It's been a pleasure to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for inviting me on.
If people want to find out more about Angle Studios and your various offerings, what's the best place to do that?
So if you want to go to the Pay Monthly website, it's angleaffordable.co.uk, and our bespoke range is anglestudios.co.uk.
Cool, and you're on Twitter and all the other social media outlets.
We need to say a big hello to your wife.
Yeah, Victoria.
And your twins.
And the twins.
Yeah.
Barney and Max.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Today.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah,
and the crew back at the studios?
Oh, I think they're listening in.
They are. They're tweeting.
Oh, are they? Oh,
so their names.
We're not doing any work if they're tweeting. Come on, Ryan.
I did slack them and say, please, can you get on this?
So let's give them a shout.
There's, who are there? There's Brendan, there's Andrew, Katie, Jack and Josh.
Fantastic.
Have you missed anyone off? That's so embarrassing.
Hopefully they've got the coffee and the hobnobs on for when you go back.
That's not embarrassing.
That's one thing I say to them, is that I'm never making a tea in the office.
That's not embarrassing. Let me tell you what's embarrassing.
Go on.
About a year ago, I was at a networking meeting, and there was a young lad there. And he came over and he said, oh, hi, you're Paul, aren't you? And I went, yeah, hi, who are you? And he went, I'm Andy. I went, oh, hi, Andy, what do you do? And he went, I work for you.
Oh, no. I remember that.
Are you new? And he went, no, I've been there about 18 months.
You should have followed that up. No, I'm interested. What do you do?
This is an appraisal. Yeah, I knew that.
That's outrageous.
That's terrible, isn't it? How terrible is that?
That's your age.
What about Richard Branson and who he is, what his inside leg measurement was, how long he's been there?
Yeah. I know. It's terrible. It's awful.
You do know that poor Annette hasn't had her rant yet.
No, we're going to do that now. I just want to finish up and just say thank you to Ryan for a fantastic interview. Thank you so much, Ryan. So it's Ryan Grist of Angle Studios. Thank you so much. Right, Nettie, let's go.
We always like a rant, don't we?
We do, yeah.
So
what's bothering you at the moment?
We have a little segue for her, you know, Annette's rant or something.
We ought to have I tell you what we're doing. We're going to get Ryan commissioned to do a brand for Annette's rant, and we're going to have a whole brand for Annette's rant.
Yeah,
oh, I reckon loads of people would be joining in.
Yeah.
I reckon it would be all right.
I'll do that.
Tell us.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, actually, Ryan is one of the things I thought of with this rant.
Oh, actually. You did tell me about this.
No, but in a nice way. Okay. In a nice way. I'm fed up with, you know, obviously we're an accountancy company. We work with people all the time. I am fed up with surprise bills. I'm fed up with people who, you know, engage maybe, I don't know, another accountant, because my prices are on the website, but another accountant, a solicitor, a this, a that, a website designer, whoever it is, and they're brought in on a cost without all the add-ons that are then going to go on it at the end. I've seen people with bills that are 50%, 75% higher than they were expecting with what they had originally, but, oh, it took us longer than we thought. But where is that phone call? Where is that customer care? Where is that bit? And I can't name on air because I'm not allowed, but I'd love to right now, because there really are some people out there that are making money off the back of other people and then getting all legal with them instead of answering the question and dealing with what's actually going on. And I think it's got to stop.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of issues going on around this, because the kind of things are moving on. It's like law firms.
Yeah.
I engaged a law firm a couple of years ago just to do a really simple thing, which was to negotiate an office lease.
Yeah.
It's not a difficult thing. It's a pretty standard thing. And I said to the guy, how much is this going to cost me? And he said, well, I can't do it for a fixed price, but I can give you a rough estimate. It's going to cost you about 1,800 quid. Okay. I got an interim bill for 3,500.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I'm going, hold on.
Where did that come from?
What happened? Yeah, well, I had to write a lot of letters. Well, show me the letters that you had to write. And basically, him and the other solicitor were writing love letters to each other about nothing. They were talking about a terrorism insurance. hold on a minute. I never asked you for any of that. Why are you doing that? Well, we ought to... No. I said, hold on a minute. If we get blown up by terrorists, I can't give a stuff what happens to the building. I really couldn't care less. Yeah? It's not my building. It's not a freehold. It's a lease. If we get... No. Yeah.
You just need a plan.
Yeah.
And I think that there's too many... You know, we come across it all the time. I know, Paul, you and I have talked about it in the past, and back to websites again, where somebody's put every penny they've got into designing the website that a year later is not even relevant to the business, and they've got to do it all again. And I think, you know, the business failure rate and all of that is always down to... Well, not always, but a lot of the time is down to people not surrounding themselves with the right people, but also the right amounts of money that are involved to do things properly. Not always, and it varies business to business, but...
It is. I'm going to join you in a bit of a rant, because it is also one of my things, because I'm an angel investor and I invest in startup businesses, and I see this so often. And I do understand how difficult it is, but so many people skimp on the wrong things early
on. They've got a new car.
But, you know, they go, oh, I can't afford to engage an accountant. I can't afford a lawyer to draw up contracts, or I can't do this, or I can't do that. That is the biggest mistake you can make in business. Because if you don't do it then, you're never going to do it. And it's always too late, and you've always missed an opportunity. Especially with, you know, articles of association, shareholders agreements, and all those kind of things. If you're in business with somebody else and you haven't got a shareholders agreement in place, you're in big trouble from day one. You know, it's like having a prenup. It really is, you know. You've got to do those kind of things. And I've had businesses. We actually went out to tender for something the other day. And one of the people came along to tender for us. And I said, what public insurance have you got? And they went, no, we don't need any of that. We don't make mistakes.
Fabulous.
You seriously expect to get this
business? You took them on, didn't you?
Yeah, of course I did. Straight away. I went, yeah, I'll have you. I love your confidence.
Just had a little tweet from Katie in the office, beavering away there at Angle.
Yeah.
And she said that Ryan, the boss, sounded all right.
All right, yeah.
All right. Sounded all right, yeah.
I think it was fabulous.
She's sacked.
Yeah. Yeah. She's making
Katie?
The tea.
Katie used to work for Ryan.
So Katie has offered Business Bunker listeners a stunning, stonking discount for an Angle affordable... Website.
Oh, and any
and anything else they want. Yeah. Yeah. So
extras.
Sorry.
Any extras?
Extras. Here we go.
There is a voucher Jules. Code.
Yeah,
I'll plough on.
Keep going, Jules. Just go through it, love.
There is a voucher code, and this is to get a stonking 10% off. by going to angleaffordable.co.uk, and your discount, Business Bunker, is R4D10, I think.
That's
that is.
Right, yeah.
R4D10, angleaffordable.co.uk. Use the voucher code to get a stonking 10% off.
Fantastic.
Maybe a bit more if you bat your eyelashes.
Yeah, fantastic. Maybe. Thank you for that, Kate. Was it Kate?
Kate. She's packing her bags now. Yeah. She said he was all right.
He's all right.
I told her she was temporary yesterday.
Yeah, he's all right.
We'll get Katie on next time, how she does.
See if she's any good.
I will. Could be up that.
Yeah, so rent away, Paul.
Yeah, no. I agree with you entirely, and I think you know, having a good accountant, good lawyers, proper insurance, and things in place in early doors is the important thing.
And know what you're paying for and what it's going to cost you.
That's the other thing.
It's
like any form of insurance like that, whether it's officially insurance or just insuring yourself by having the right paperwork in place. So many people say to me, yeah, but, you know, it's a lot of money and I don't know if I need it. It's like anything, isn't it? You only need it when you need it. And then you can't take it out then, so it's too late. You know, it's one of those things that you have to mitigate a risk, and it's important. It's like, without being funny, I tweeted once, I was coming to visit you guys, the Rift of my accountants, and I said, oh, I'm going to visit my accountants on Friday. And loads of people said to me, oh, sorry about that, mate, that must be horrible. What are you talking about? And they went, yeah, having to visit your accountants, you're in trouble. It's not a visit to the headmaster's office. You know, I use my accountants as advisors. I ask them questions like, exactly, how do you do this? Or what's the best way of doing that? How do I claim my capital allowances?
Mine come round to me. I make them shepherd's pie.
They're in the cupboard as well. Yeah. Got the IT man, the accountant,
our financial advisor comes round. He comes round for lunch.
But people don't see it like that. They see it as some kind of expenditure that they have to go through because it's a legal loophole. Yes. And they don't understand the value of having professional support like that. Mm. And how, you know, we have one recently, didn't we, Nettie?
Yep.
I invested in a business and they were trying to sell me some shares in the business. So I rang up Nettie and I said, can you do the SHO1s and all the rest of it for it? And she rang me back and she said, well, I would if they were a limited company, but they're not. They haven't got any shares.
No. Well, they were a limited company, but they were limited by guarantee, so they had no shareholders. So I couldn't let him buy any shares.
Because
so
I didn't have any.
The best advice was, Mr. Andrew, I must say, please don't buy any shares, because there aren't any.
I must say, Rift Accountants have been fantastic for Angle Studios.
How long have you been with them, Ryan?
Oh, about a week.
An hour.
an hour.
We met in the car park. Oh, yeah.
About, I don't know, 15
while
months
ago. A while ago.
And they really helped us out. And got us on the straight and narrow in a few bits. And,
But they do, you know. I mean, I've been in business 30 years and I still use my accountants and everybody and I ask them really daft questions and they go, oh, for Christ's sake, Paul, don't you know by now? And I go, no.
The
one thing I like the most is the fees, these surprise fees.
Oh, you pay, do you? I don't pay.
Yeah. They got me on a direct debit, that's the problem. I never pay their
invoices. They forget to chase me up for them.
So you're saying that everything's transparent?
Yeah, the first accountants I think I've come in my business that actually I don't go, oh my God, that's just received this,
Absolutely.
Well, back to what I was saying earlier, I mean, it's lovely of you to say that, but it's there for a reason, because we want people to understand what they're paying for. We know we're a cost, just like everything else is a cost. And you wouldn't walk around the supermarket, would you, and think, oh, well, I bet that comes to about 30.
The one thing I find quite fascinating is how different industries can charge for different things. So if people wanted to come for a website, you wouldn't want to be charged for a meeting to come and talk to us about a website.
No.
But then accountants or lawyers and all the rest of it, they seem, yeah.
You don't.
This is what I'm about to say. But I kind of sat with you for an hour and a bit, and we talked through a lot of things, and that was really refreshing, to be honest.
You're not worried that the clock's ticking.
Absolutely.
And that's how it should be, and going forward it should be.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely right. Nettie, thank you for that.
You're all right.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'll think of something else to rant about.
I'm sure you can.
It's a regular slot now.
Yeah.
So, Nettie, for listeners that don't know about Rift, because a lot do, but a lot don't, new listeners, you deal with all sorts of businesses.
All sorts of businesses, really specialising in startups, SMEs, and we badge ourselves as non-traditional accountants. We do everything an accountant has to do, so if that's your corporation tax, you know, your self-assessment, your VAT, whatever it is, your CIS if you're in construction. But we try and make it that we're available to talk to people. Mm. We will look at, it sounds terrible, I call it the McDonald's model. You know, this is what you need, but you can add on this, and this.
Extra pickle.
Your business needs.
I like a Wally with mine.
You can have fries and a milkshake if you want. But it's all about, you know, just being able to talk to people, and then obviously we specialise in the R&D tax credits as well, which is a big part for a lot of businesses. Mm.
Fantastic. Nessie, thank you so much. It's lovely to see you as always.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.